call the pop two. Right, first finger across the fourth string and the third string. Then your third finger on the seventh fret. That was the seventh fret. Third finger on the ninth fret. And your little finger, so you go. And the same again. First finger on the second string at the 8th fret, so you've got then 2nd finger on the 9th fret of the 3rd string, so you've got so you've got so then sorry back to the 3rd finger on the 3rd string I'm going to figure out what this is that's it, right, so you've got 3rd finger on the 10th fret 1st finger on the 8th fret, then 3rd finger, 2nd string, 10th fret, then slide that up one, so, like actually you use your little finger there, and slide that up one, so it's, string, up the 2nd finger on the 8th fret, 2nd string, so it's got, third finger to the 1st, 4th finger, so, first finger on the 7th fret, 3rd string, to the 3rd finger on the 9th fret. So you've got let's just do this a little bit faster so I can figure out where I am. Right, so your first finger on the 7th fret, 4th string. 2nd finger on the same string on the 8th fret. So you've got and your little finger on the 10th fret, 5th string. Then back to the 1st finger on the 4th string, 7th fret. So I'm sorry, I'm going a little bit fast for you. I'll do it as slow as I can. It's actually more difficult slow, but I'll try. So it's right. So it's like it's like around about this speed. It's like G minor, which again I'm using my thumb on the 6th string and 1st finger across the first 3 strings. 3rd finger on the 5th string on the 5th fret and little finger on the 5th fret on the 4th string. And then I'm playing F major with my thumb again covering the bottom string. 1st finger covering the first 2 strings. On the 1st fret, 2nd finger on the 2nd fret of the 3rd string, 3rd finger on the 5th string of the 3rd fret, and little finger on the 3rd fret of the 4th string. So you've got G, then A, then that's A7, it's little finger on the 2nd fret of the 2nd string, then 3rd finger on the second fret of the fourth string. So you've got G minor, A7, then D minor, first finger on the first string, first fret, second finger on the second fret, third string, and third finger on the third fret, second string, with an open D string. So you've got G minor, F, A7, D minor, then C. That's the way I'm playing C, is just my first string across the top five, the first five strings, and my little fingers across the second, third, and fourth. So you've got G minor, F, A7, D minor, C, then slide it down two frets with exactly the same fingering as the C to that position, which is B flat. So you've got G minor, F, A7, D minor, C, B flat, then A. And that A is just your first finger across the second, third and fourth strings on the second fret with an open fifth. So you've got... I think that's around twice actually. So... The next time, use your split harmonics again, using the plectrum and the finger both together. So you've got that kind of thing. But if you can play it a bit better than that, it would be. So it's like. Everything that we've learned in part one and part two now, excuse the sound of the amplifier, it's just my little one inch speaker here, but anyway, I'm just making excuses for my terrible playing, but here we go. So you can figure that out for yourself, I think.